Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's get you updated on all the big stories floating around this morning. In the world of celebrity, people are going off on Selena Gomez's face. She just released her video for In the Dark the other day. It's the name of her new song. And she was immediately accused of having some weird plastic surgery. Bad plastic surgery.
I hope not, really.
Yeah,
she looks interesting.
Oh,
different.
Not Selena.
She looks different. But a lot of people did come to her defense and say, you know, she's had a lot of medical issues.
I was going to say, maybe it's some
lupus.
Of her medication stuff, you know?
Because she had a kidney transplant.
And it can make people swell up, and that can make your features distorted.
She's not swollen, though, is the thing. Total opposite. She looks really thin and awkward, and her eyes are really sunken in. It looks like she had some cheek work done, but. I don't know. Whatever. As long as she, you know, as long as she's happy, it doesn't matter. But she, we'll see. She looks a little off. Are you looking up right now?
Aww.
What's with that face? Oh, what do you think?
She kind of looks like Janice Dickinson. Do you remember Janice Dickinson from back in the day? Like,
hey Alexa, who's Janice Dickinson?
I know. I'm sorry. She's like one of the first supermodels. But she was on a TV show. Like,
are you familiar with Skeletor?
I know. It
looks a little like Skeletor.
Oh, Jeremy.
No, I'm serious. Like the cheekbones and everything.
And
the sunken eyes.
I don't ever want to trash her. I hate that people are talking about her looks. That is a little shocking, though. Like, you're right. Like, for people, I understand why it's topic.
It's a shocking look.
Because it's not what she normally looks like. And I absolutely love her. So,
all right. Get on your Google box and take a quick image search for her. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are reportedly back together.
Oh.
Why?
No.
Why they do that?
Really?
I mean, they have a kid together.
Why is she
they broke
doing
up
that?
Mid-pregnancy.
Know,
that's so weird.
He broke up, didn't he? Didn't he leave?
Okay.
Why is she back with
him?
Did
you see the pictures of her from over
the
weekend?
Okay, so I wasn't going to bring it up now that you did.
She
here we go.
She did that Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. She doesn't age.
She did some
She's
kind
aging
of like
in reverse.
Jennifer's Body reunion. Like they did some kind of special thing for the movie, and she looks fantastic.
I'm telling you, she's been one of my crushes for a very long time. And I saw those pictures, and I was like, I shouldn't be looking at this filth.
I shouldn't have been looking at him the way I was because I was like,
I'm single. I was going to look at it.
Looked at him for roughly 15 more minutes, and then I stopped.
And then you stopped.
And then I stopped immediately.
And you stopped that right
after 15
now.
Minutes. Yeah, she looks incredibly beautiful.
She does. She looks great.
Whoa, whoa, wee, whoa. Nelly Furtado celebrated the 25th anniversary of her album, Whoa, Nelly, with an Instagram post that she has revealed that she's going to step away from performance.
Yeah.
That's it. Step away from performance. She was still performing?
She was still performing. And Nelly Furtado, again, like, she had that song, Like a Bird. My friend Sarah and I had a whole choreographed routine with scarves to that song. So I have a special love.
I think I watched that video.
Like,
didn't you show me that?
Yeah. I love her.
What bird would you be, Katie?
I get it. I think a blue jay. If
that's
I
a
had
beautiful
to pick,
bird.
I would be a blue jay. A nice I love
bird.
Blue jays.
Great baseball team, too.
Yes, they are. Toronto. But no, so I honestly, like, for her, because she took some time off, and I imagine she missed it. She's like, I want to get back on the stage, and then she did it. And she's like, I'm glad I did it.
Heart pass.
It's harder to
now.
Do as you get older, and you don't realize, like, the amount of effort you have to put in and the damage it does to your body.
It's like this job.
So I get it that she just, you know, she wanted one last kind of hurrah. But another woman that I just love. I just love everything she does.
Because you're like a bird.
I fly away.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm a
I
bird.
I know where my soul is.
Did you see Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau over the weekend making their first public appearance?
They're cute.
In Perry.
Yeah,
good looking couple, right?
Yeah.
Out celebrating her 41st birthday. They were seen kissing on a yacht, too, in California. That's what originally sparked the rumors, right?
Yeah.
Is them making out on the yacht?
Well, she had that show up in Canada, and people were saying they were getting kind of close, and they were denying it. But then, shortly after, they're like, oh, wait, we were kidding.
They're
we're
totally shagging. Why do they always do that? They always deny, and then they go out in their public appearance.
They want their privacy.
I know. Ugh.
They look like a power couple, don't they?
They do. I think they look great together. Like, he is so good looking.
You think he is?
He's so dreamy.
I was wondering that when I saw him walk out with her. I was like, do women find him attractive?
Absolutely.
He looks a little squirrely to me.
No,
but
he's a good-looking dude.
Good-looking
and she's
guy.
Beautiful.
He's got good hair.
Yeah, and so does she, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about it making out right now?
Kind of. How did you
totally,
know?
I'm totally
How'd
thinking about know? It making out. Wah, wah, wee, wah. Do we have any sports?
We do, yeah. The Broncos had a huge win yesterday, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. They won 44-24, which I personally did not expect
points.
At all.
No.
That was crazy. Bo Nix went off for a 4-touchdown performance, which
really?
Was awesome, yeah. On the other hand, the Avs
I like their outfits.
They okay.
Oh, their outfits were that is
way
nice.
Better.
That's the one thing.
I love their
that
outfits.
Is the one thing that the entire sports world, which is so divisive, the sports world, everybody has their opinions and they're always correct. Everybody
cute
agrees
outfits.
That they are cute outfits.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I want one of the hoodies. They got the big D on the front.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's bright blue. I got to get one of those
so
hoodies.
Good.
Because those are the throwback unis, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why
so
can't
good.
They just bring them
throwback
back?
Outfits.
Throwback
outfits. And their hats looked really good, too.
Yeah.
Their
great
hats. Like the hats with the D on them.
They
so
are
good.
By far and away the best outfits. And I really, really hope that. I know they have a contract for the current ones through like 2028 or something like that. But I mean, seriously, consider bringing those
back
full time.
The old outfits.
Like everybody wants the orange crush Denver
yeah.
D look.
I want those, and I want the snow capped ones.
The ones last week.
Those could be the thirds, though.
Not
yep.
like.
No, I
like,
know. I didn't like
yeah,
those either.
First of all, we were wearing the yeah
the whites and the blues or whatever.
The whites and the blues, and the hats didn't match everything,
yeah.
so I didn't like. So yeah, if we could focus on what we had yesterday. I know I would appreciate it.
I would love it. Give
yeah.
us the Denver D. We want
Denver
the Denver D.
D.
Bring it back.
There you go.
Yep.
Go
Give me the
Broncos.
D.
You know what we don't want? Colorado to be the second most dangerous state in the country. I hated this.
According to who?
Well, it's just some analysis that has been put out. And here's the thing. Is it kind of debated whether or not it falls at the number two ranking, second to New Mexico, by the way. Every once in a while, one of these studies, Louisiana will get thrown into the second spot, but then we'll fall to three. But even in the top three, this is not okay. I don't like anything about it. And they say it's because of high violent and property crime rates, specifically a violent crime rate of 474 per 100,000 people. So that just is a lot. It's and it shocks me.
This is why
me.
I carry nunchucks.
It shocks me. Yeah. And they're so secret in your pants, by the
He's
way. Nobody can tell.
You.
But you know, I feel so safe.
I actually don't have them in today, Katie.
Like
in
it's
my pants.
Crazy.
What
like
are you looking at?
I usually feel like stop. You wish. You wish. Calm down, Michelangelo. You wish. Okay. No. But I was actually just talking to Josh about this over
about
the
what?
Weekend, how I feel
crime
safe.
Crime rates in Colorado?
Yeah, because I feel safe in Colorado. I do.
And
like,
then I said, where do you live?
I know. Like,
Lone
he's
Tree.
Like, you live in Lone Tree. That's why. But even I remember being like a young adult, and when I first started out my career in radio, like I had to be downtown a lot. Like every weekend I was down, you know, 20th, 19th, and Blake, that area where all the clubs are at and everything. And I would walk to my car by myself. I would have to drive station vehicles downtown by myself. And I just always felt safe in Denver and the surrounding areas. So to know we are the second most dangerous state, it shocks me. And I don't know how we bring that down and we get safer. But
I agree with you on that.
We
like
need
when
to
we
be
used
safer.
To go downtown, we would walk around all
yeah.
just bar hop, you know,
yes.
all night and walk all around downtown. And I wouldn't want to do that now.
No. And I miss that. I miss that feeling of safety. And I guess like I don't know if that comes with being older. You just get more cautious about your surroundings and whatnot. But
yep.
this story legitimately shocked me. So just whatever we could do to bring that down, guys.
Nunchucks.
Let's work together.
Nunchucks. And pepper spray. Nunchucks and pepper spray.
Okay. So somebody who is not used to coming to Colorado and dealing what we deal with, a father and son from Florida just last week got stuck on Engineer Pass. So if you're not familiar, that is located between Ouray and Lake City. It's like 12,800 feet. But they got a call on Thursday at like 4 o'clock where a father and son, their vehicle was stuck. The pictures are insane.
Oh, they're in this Jeep.
They're stuck
in the
Jeep,
snow.
2 feet of snow up on Engineer Pass. I mean, it
Why
looks
would you
like
go do that?
It looks like the Antarctic. And then if you look and see, like, I mean, there's no guardrails in that part
it's
of the mountain, so it is
drop.
A straight drop. And when you can't see the road or anything, like, thankfully
good.
They called somebody to help them, and they were able to call somebody
we're
to
gonna
help
need a
them.
Helicopter.
Yeah, but they were able to rescue that father and son, and at least they'll have some stories to bring back to Florida.
How they even get
messages.
There?
It's a Florida
My
thing.
Gosh.
They're like, let's go. We got a Jeep. We
yeah.
can conquer anything.
Those Flatlanders, like, they need a handbook when they come to the state. Like, this is what you don't
it
do.
It probably had the tire cover on the back, too, that's upside down. It says, if you can read this, flip me over.
The life is good sticker.
Yeah. It's a Jeep thing.
Oh,
you wouldn't understand.
Gosh, yeah, you didn't either. You did not either. Okay, so this is an article about Pearl Street in Boulder, and I thought it was neat because Yahoo did a little write-up highlighting Food and Wine's feature about Boulder's Pearl Street being one of the top 10 foodie streets in America.
You don't say.
So, did you know Boulder in general, they have 10 Michelin Guide eateries? So not necessarily a star, but the Michelin Guide will say, hey, if you're in this area, you need to check out these restaurants. So Boulder has 10 of them, two of them located on Pearl Street Mall itself. So just a shout out to Oak at 14th and Bramble and Hare. But so many good spots to eat in Boulder. But I thought it was really neat that, you know, Yahoo did a whole write-up about Pearl Street and how the college life plus the kind of, I guess, for lack of a better term, hippie culture, right? Mm-hmm. It kind of all melds together, and that brings a lot of good shops and food. And that scene is just like on fire there in Boulder right now. So just wanted to give them a little
shout
out.
Me, where you completely avoid the street performers?
Do you? I kind of walk by.
If I see them, I cut across and go, I don't like to make eye contact. I don't like to engage with any sort of street performer.
Maybe it's just because I'm from a small town and we didn't have those things. And like, it's such a draw to me. Like, Pearl Street reminds
different strokes.
Me, like, when I went there the first time, I got my belly button pierced on Pearl Street. And
same.
I just like,
I'm by
so,
a street
I
performer?
Did the same
yes.
by a street performer.
What?
No, but they're just like, when you go down there again, it's just the feeling it gives you, right?
Avoid
the
it.
Street
dirty.
Is alive.
They avoid it.
The energy. I love it.
Don't like it.
There's energy. They're making bank. They're making money. Whatever. But like I'm like, I don't need this.
You don't need this in your life. You don't need this energy.
I just want to do
either.
Some shopping and eating. I don't need a performance.
Well,
please leave me alone.
Hey!
No,
you know,
no,
they always yell at
no.
you and stuff. I'm like, please don't yell at me.
Well, maybe syringes taped to a Walmart toilet's more your speed.
This is an awkward segue.
There we go. Okay. Jason Roth, a 51-year-old, says he was stabbed by syringes that were taped to a Walmart toilet. So this happened last month in New Mexico,
what?
But he is a Colorado resident. So that is why this is making our local news. But he says, here is Jason's story. He said when he went in to use this bathroom that he saw a person come out of the stall wearing a demonic type t-shirt. And that is what he noticed before he went and sat down on this toilet that had syringes taped to it. He said there was like some pink liquid to it. And he's like, I told the people at Walmart, I took the syringes and I showed them and they didn't really do anything about it. Cops said that they ran the solution and it was all inconclusive. Right. Exactly. Like they don't think that this happened either. They say that there's insufficient evidence.
He's making this up for attention.
And that's they're trying to
allegedly.
Not,
maybe?
Yeah. Maybe they're not trying to completely throw him under the bus, but they're like, well, we looked into it and we don't know if Jason's not high.
He might be high on the pink stuff.
Jason may be drunk.
Like, and really, like, who doesn't, like, look at the seat before they sit down? Especially in a public restaurant. You want to make sure there's nothing on.
Absolutely.
It.
And funny you mentioned
or
Jason does
down.
Remind people to pay attention to your surroundings so you don't get stuck in the butt.
Jabbed in the butt with multiple syringes?
Yeah. I'm telling you what, if I use the
this guy's
toilet,
got good advice.
If I use a toilet at Walmart, I am looking first before I set this thing
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you've got to.
You have to. And we have to set our things down a lot more than you do.
Right.
So we you pay attention.
You got to do the hover, right?
You
got to hover.
Set this thing down. You got to
hover.
I feel like Katie
you
sits.
You got to hover. No
way. I feel like Katie
no.
goes right
Katie,
on the seat.
Katie, if there is not one of those covers, Katie yeah. is the person who takes toilet
all
paper.
All the toilet paper.
And I make sure.
The toilet paper barrier.
At Walmart.
I take my socks off and
maybe,
put them down.
Maybe, you know, in a Maverick or a Bucky's, we don't have to go to those extremes. But at a
Walmart, some stuff's going on.
We got the double, the two-ply.
Oh, my God.
She takes
Walmart
her pants off
employees,
to line.
Send your hate
sorry,
mail to Katie this morning.
Hey, they do it, too. Don't lie.
They go across the street to the
there.
Target and go
we're
to the bathroom.
We're thinking of your safety. That's all we're doing.
Just walk across to the Target. Yeah. There you go. There's your hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.